Jaylene of Lacey's Spring, Alabama. Happy birthday to you, and a quote from your adoring husband, Mike. Happy birthday to Nate of Berkeley Hills from Fiona, and your parents, Paul and Heather. Also on the 6th, Gary from your family, Jack of Hampton from your family, Jim. It would have been Jim's birthday. Jim is Jim of Crafton Heights' dad. And we like to remember your dad on his August 6th birthday. Cassandra, happy birthday up to you. And Pat, also on the 6th. On the 7th, we have Courtney from your family, Lucas of Robinson Township, Charlize, Justin of Lower Burl, from your brother Dale and family, Christine of Wexford, Hannah of Steubenville, Luke of Bellevue, and the anniversary, August 7th, of Jim and Sherry. On August 8th, Aiden of Munhall, Gwen of Swiss Helm Park, Janine from Lorraine, and Ed, Avery from the Reckless family, and Sergio of Mount Lebanon. Happy birthday. Thank you for celebrating it along with us. And it's easy to get birthday information to us.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we shall make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed official. We would love to wish somebody a happy birthday. Just send the details to us as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Some of you who have small children may have perhaps been put in the embarrassing position of being unable to do your child's arithmetic homework because of the current revolution in mathematics teaching known as the new math. So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ed biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1, and if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6, but if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the 1, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens. Regroup, and you change a 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3. That's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of four in the tens place, you've got three, because you added one, that is to say 10 to the two, but you can't take seven from three, so you look in the hundreds place. From the three, you then use one to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but... the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math, new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8's place. Now that's really 4 8's, so you make a 3 8's, regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 1's, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3, that's 7. Okay? Instead of 4 in the 8's place, you've got 3, because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64's. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? Well, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 1's. You add those 1's to the 3, and you get 1 3 base 8, or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7, and 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64's. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now, let's not always see the same hands. One, that's right. Whoever got 1 can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math, new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're gonna do fractions.
Professor Tom Lehrer. You know, you can be married to somebody for a long time. Ricky and I have been married now for 36 years, known each other for a little bit longer than that. And while listening to that song, you heard Tom Lehrer mention base 8, and I turned to Ricky and I said, I could never understand how to do math in these various bases other than base 10, and I just did not like doing those sorts of things. And Ricky turned to me and said, I loved that, and I never knew you exalted that. I loved math, still love math, but doing something in base 8, base 6, whatever, I could not wrap my head around it. So I'm glad between the two of us, if we ever have to do a puzzle like that or something, maybe at a TSA checkpoint, we might be asked to do that, that you'll be here to help me.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Our solar concert series continues, and I hope you'll consider joining us. Devilish Mary put in a great performance last week. This week, Thursday, August 28th, at 12:15, the Center of Life Jazz Organization will be on hand. August 7th, Buell Community Park, some great classic, authentic jazz music with Center of Life The Solar Concert Series is made possible through a partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Nova Plays, and the Saturday Light Brigade. A special hello to David in Grove City. Once again, I'm so glad you've been here listening. And thank you for calling in to let us know you're there. We always welcome your calls. And I've come to realize, you know, I've been at this for quite a long time, that there was a time when any radio station asking you to call, you could more or less be assured you'd be treated respectfully and be part of things. You know, you fast forward to today, and a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, you're being asked to call so you can be sort of fodder for the program rather than have a good experience yourself. And this idea of your experience mattering has not changed here. We're here for you to have a good experience when you call and join us on the radio. And our feeling is when that happens, folks who hear you will also have one. So I hope you know that this is a place where you are always welcome. Now it's time to play. Guess who? We're about to give you a pair of initials and see if you can guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you've heard before. Are you ready? Here come this week's Guess Who initials. They are A, B, A, B. A as in Ashtabula. B as in Baldwin. A, B. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and I'll let you know how other people are guessing as the guesses come in, and that will help you narrow it down to the one particular AB, I hope, that we have in mind. 412-200-5975. Let the guessing begin. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And Susan are in New York City, and I'm so glad you're back. We've missed you over the past few weeks. They have a long list. First thing I'm going to do is see if the correct answer is on their list. It is not. And I'm going to read some of your names. I'm going to hold off on a few just because they're are a lot of them. Art Buchwald, Anthony Bourdain, Alexander Graham Bell, Annette Bening, Alec Baldwin. They've got so many. Angela Bofill. And I love this one. Anthony Benedetto. better known as Tony Bennett. I'll share more of yours coming up. Those are all from Nick and Susan. Patrick has a guess of Alan Bradley. I'll add Alan Brady, the TV show host on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Annie in Eastern PA has Alton Brown, Alexander Graham Bell, and Adam Baldwin. Mick in St. Clair has Ambrose Bierce. That's a great guess. AB, the initials we are playing with this morning. Tom has a long list too. Let me see if Tom has the right answer. He does not. He has Albert Brooks, Art Bell, Antonio Brown, Adolph von Baeyer, a chemist who developed indigo plant dye, August Busch, Art Blakey, Aaron Burr, Anne Bancroft, Anne Boleyn, Alan Bates, Ali Baba, and Abigail Breslin. And I just shared most of his, but as with Nick and Susan, I've left some of those, some of yours out just to make sure that other folks have a chance to guess. That you've got some pretty amazingly comprehensive lists. Mike and Mars proves that this is solvable. He came up with the correct answer. By the way, it's 412-200-5975 for you to guess. Here's James in Freiburg. He's got it. The correct answer is very first guess. He also has Ambrose Burnside, Ali Baba, Art Blakey, Arthur Brock, Art Bell, Adam Brody, A.J. Burnett, and Amelia Bedelia. James, well done getting the correct answer on your very first guess. Stuart has a guess of Anne Bancroft, not Anne Bancroft. Nick in West Mifflin has Alan Brady from the Alan Brady Show. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer. Bob and Donna out in Aetna, good morning. It's nice to have you along with us today. They had a guess of Alton Brown or Anthony Bourdain. Patrick of Stanton Heights has Alexander Graham Bell, Alec Baldwin, Andrea Bocelli, Angela Bassett, Ali Benson, Anne Bancroft, Adrian Barbeau, Avery Brooks, and Amanda Beard. Jim in Crafton Heights, you have the right answer, as well as Albert Brooks, Anne Bancroft, and Alan Bean. Caden has Alec Boehm, a ball player for the Phillies, and he also has Alex Ball. Alex Ball. And Alex Ball is known for his work in chemistry. He was the first person to use spheres to symbolize atoms. In fact, his name, Ball, it's a stage name he uses, but it's because he used those round, almost like the little styrofoam pieces you can put toothpicks in to simulate molecules. They kind of look like Tinker toys to some degree. Alex Ball was the guy that came up with them. So when you see H2O as being two little H atoms and one O atom, and they're all stuck together, thank Alex Ball for that. think Tom Lehrer might be getting to me a little bit. Gail has Alexander Graham Bell, Anne Boleyn, Aaron Burr, Alec Baldwin, Antonio Banderas, Andrea Bocelli, Anthony Burgess, Anne Bancroft, Angela Bassett, Amanda Bynes, Abigail Breslin, Adrian Brody, Alexis Beadle. Some of these you can tell I don't know. And Anthony Bourdain. We're playing Guess Who, and we need to hear from you at 412-200-5975. Lots of guesses are coming in. Larry in Elwood City has Arthur Brown. The van actually came up with that. And there's also a guess of Anita Bryant. No, neither of those. Bruce has Aaron Burr, Art Blakey, Ambrose Burnside, and Amanda Blake, who played Miss Kitty on Gunsmoke. None of those. Trish, who is in Cooksburg, has Albert Brooks. And let me see. I mentioned Gail's guesses a moment ago and Patrick's guesses. I'm catching up a little bit. We've had quite a few coming in. Patrick had Anheuser-Busch. Trish also had Anne Bancroft. Annie had Alec Baldwin. Trish, I'm missing some of these. Albert Bell and Alec Baldwin. And give me just a moment here as I look through 412-200-5975. Now let's look at Nick and Susan in New York. Some of theirs I didn't mention. Amy Coney Barrett, Arthur Brown, Alan Bates, Annette Bening, Anne Boleyn, I think I mentioned her, and Anthony Benedetto deserves another mention. Andy Beshear, Alex Borstein, what a great guess. Alex Brightman, and Angela Bassett. Tom had a long list too, and I'd like to be sure we mention as many of his guesses as possible. Abigail Breslin, I did not mention earlier. Alan Bates, Aaron Burr, Amira Baraka, Ann Baxter, Arthur Balfour, Adolf Busch. He's got a lot. Amanda Blake, Anita Bryant, Alexander Berkman, and also guess of Albert Beveridge. I think I've mentioned all of Tom's between my reading them the last time and now. And that gets us caught up. Only a few correct answers so far, but here is a whole bunch of new guesses that just came in. Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky, or Ali Beal, says Bill and Sheridan. Good guesses, not those. Anthony Blair. Tony Blair is not it, but Annie. That's a great guess. And Jaylene in Alabama says Alpha Bat, the guy who was always making up words. That's a great guess. Thank you, Jaylene. Patrick of Stanton Heights has Anne Boleyn, not Anne Boleyn. And, oh, Stu, what a great guess. Arthur Brown is in the crazy world of Arthur Brown. Fire. We used to love that song. Gina in Greenfield, good morning. Gina has guessed somebody that I'm curious to look up. Andre, B-R-A-U-G-H-E-R, Brower. Andre Brower, an American actor who played on the NBC police drama series Homicide, Life on the Street, among other things. Well, our guess who answer has something in common with that guess. Sort of. One step removed. Allison Bechtel, guessed by John in Economy. And now that we're getting some of these more obscure ones, I'm feeling compelled to look them up. A cartoonist from Lockhaven, Pennsylvania, originally. Excellent guess, but not Allison Bechtel. By way of Annie, Matt adds Angela Bassett and Adrian Brody. Amy Brennigan guesses Linda and Collier. So many are coming in. Oh, Anthony Blinken, a great guess from John in Economy Bureau. Not that. Susie guesses Alec Baldwin. Annette Benning, Albert Brooks, Alan Bergman, guessed by Galen Stanton Heights, and Patrick has a guess of Albina Bessina and Algernon Barkworth, both Titanic passengers, says Patrick. So we have a few correct answers. I'll tell you, it's a fictitious character that we're looking for. And I was mentioning a detective before. The actor who brought this fictitious character to life also brought a character named Bill Gillespie to life. Now, we're not looking for the actor, though. We're looking for the actor's probably best known character with the initials A.B. Four, 1-2-200-5975. We'll close Guess Who in just a moment. We'll give you one more chance to come up with the correct answer. 4-1-2-200-5975. So it is a fictitious character that we're looking for. And we'd love to have your guess. A, B. And you usually think of ABC. In this case, the better clue would be CBS. And a correct answer from Jim in Crafton Heights, James in Freiburg, and Mike and Mars. My goodness, there's a lot of activity at SLB Radio on Facebook. Andrew is playing along with Margaret and Brent and Ralph and Linda. I don't see any new guesses there to share with you. And Gail in Stanton Heights just got the correct answer. And this character was portrayed by an actor who happened to have been born on this date. He lived at 704 Hauser Street in the Astoria neighborhood of Queens in New York City. Within the confines of a television show that made its debut on January 12th, 1971. I mentioned Bill Gillespie from In the Heat of the Night. John and Economy Burrow just got it, as did Nick and Susan in New York City. Do you know who we were looking for? It's on the tip of your tongue, isn't it? It's the character Archie Bunker.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herman Hoover.
Carol O'Connor, born today, August 2nd, in 1924.
Daddy pulled his weight. She our old lost sour and great. Those were the days.
And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to identify Archie Bunker, today's guess who. Not often that we have a fictitious character. Well done. Coming up, a special feature. We are going to talk about something that Pittsburghers are getting together to do to support immigrant families and refugees in the Pittsburgh area. It's called All Together Now. I think you'll enjoy learning about it, and we'll give you all of the details coming up in just a moment. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little glob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a damn alakazam into a dame, but my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z. Just add silent E.
That's the late Tom Lehrer, who passed away at the age of 97 last Saturday. Few people have asked me how to spell his name. It's L-E-H-R-E-R. And if you go to tomlehrersongs.com, you'll find all of the lyrics and songs as he put them together and as he put in the public domain a few years ago. So they're all available, and he encourages performing them or even subjecting them. That sounds negative. Putting them into the folk process if you want to update them and change them around. That's tomlehrersongs.com.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Special treat coming. And by the way, I've mentioned this before, but it's gotten to the point where it is hard for us to respond to each text message or email that comes in during Guess Who. It is amazing, the volume of them. Some of them had questions about music and other things. Those we'll get back to, and we try our best, but sometimes it's tough. Rest assured, that we saw them all, and it's a lot of fun to play together. Archie Bunker, the All in the Family main character, was who we were looking for. Now we're going to talk about something very different. All Together Now is a benefit music festival for Pittsburgh's immigrant community. It starts August 7th and runs through August 10th. I remember when I first heard about this through my friend Sarah Siplak, I said, count us in. We'll do anything we can to support it. And here we are doing just that. One of the musicians who will be supporting it by providing his music is Brian Junker, and he is going to start us off with the song. Here's Brian Junker.
You greet the day in a beautiful way, meet the sun with the love that's in your heart. Find my eyes, it's a big surprise. We're smiling now and soon the laughter really starts. I take you in my arms and dream of stories we will share all of our lives. By in the blink of an eye, you're pushing now to find out who you are. From buzzing bees and climbing trees, you're rising up and reaching for the stars. The stories we have shared will speed you. Soon the time will come to say goodbye. A book is more than blue and paper. Chapters come from story makers. We are more than flesh and bone. Our stories are our lives. Now you're grown and you're on your own, living stories with the love that's in your heart. She finds your eyes, it's a big surprise. You're smiling now and soon the laughter really starts. You take her in your arms and dream of stories you will share all of your lives.
Brian Junker, I do need to ask you a bit about that song.
Sure.
Can you tell me its origin?
Yeah, absolutely. So it has two origins. One is that I decided at some point in my adulthood that basically what makes us as human beings is our stories. And so I really wanted to write a song about the stories we tell about ourselves and that we tell each other, and that we're all basically story makers. And the other origin of the song is that I'm in a songwriting group, the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, run by Calliope. And one of the members of that group was married, and she and her husband were going to have a baby girl, and we decided we'd write songs for the upcoming birth, and that song is part of that too.
I like what you said about stories, because we have the ability to change our stories, either deliberately by doing something, or the way that we interact with them or consider them.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot to think about. Also, stories is a great segue as we think about what we're here to talk about this morning. Just about every person in the United States, if you go way back, is from a family that came from somewhere else, with the exception of Native Americans. And here, there's been a lot of attention as of late, for a lot of reasons, about refugees and people who are immigrants being in the United States, and especially being here in the Pittsburgh area. And a bunch of really kind people have come together to help support a group called Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, to help immigrants access legal services, housing, healthcare, education, language classes, career support, food assistance, and more. And Susan Spangler is here this morning, and Ted Samarata. They are co-organizers of the All Together Now benefit for Collaborative for Immigrant Impact. Welcome. I'm so glad both of you are here today. What gave you the idea to do this, to bring all these musicians together at various venues to just show community support?
Well, the idea was born out of just an urge to respond to what we were seeing all around us in the country. And locally in particular, seeing, as you alluded to, the hardships of the experience of being a refugee or an immigrant, and particularly in our current environment, those ordinary hardships being made severe because of lack of funding, because of an atmosphere of fear and division. And so we saw a very vulnerable community supported by nonprofit organizations that are very vulnerable. And we knew we needed to do something. And so we turned to music.
We've really been so struck by the power of music to bring people together, to have us all feeling we are all in this together, and to do that through vehicles of stories like Brian's song and joy and inspiration, so that we feel empowered to act with, as Brian said, with love in our hearts, with our most newly arrived neighbors in our hearts, so that their stories can be joyful ones too as they settle into Pittsburgh as their new home.
When you think about, as you're listening, how hard it would be to decide to leave your home country, or be forced to leave your home country and completely resettle somewhere else without knowing the language or culture or having any friends or family members, just to displace yourself. Not many people would choose to do that without planning and, you know, looking in advance. If you've ever thought of moving even to another city within the United States or to another country, you think long and hard about it. You research it, you prepare yourself, you do it. We are in a situation now where we've got a lot of folks, we always have had a lot of immigrants and refugees, but they're here not due to a plan or trying to, that's the way I've tried to get across. They're here through circumstances. And that's why it's so important that you're doing the work that you're doing. We'll talk a little bit more about the schedule for concerts and about Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, the benefactor of these concerts. All Together Now is the name of the festival. Let's get another song from Brian, though. What would you like to do next?
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with immigration. It actually has to do with that same couple. This is called The Moon, the Stars in Your Eyes. Stars are out, but not as bright as your eyes. My heart is bursting and I want to shout, but that would spoil the surprise. We're walking hand in hand, just you and I, like we always do. We hardly see the people passing by on the avenue. Your smile enchants me and I can't see straight. No matter what I try, your life invites and I don't hesitate. You are the apple of my eye. I turn and ask if you would like to sit at our corner cafe. I need to buck my courage up a bit to say what I've got to say. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da, ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba 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 da da dum, ba ba da. It's time to ask, so I get on my knee, but I don't have any ring. I tell you I'm for you and you for me, and your reply makes me sing. Let's just spend our lives together. Tonight is just the start. We'll be true in any weather. Nothing can tear us apart. The moon is lovely and the stars are out, but not as bright as your eyes. My heart is bursting and I want to shout, I love you all of our lives.
That is Brian Junker. And as Brian was playing that song, I went to the website of alltogetherpgh.com to learn more about what's going on. First of all, you can simply make a donation there or pick up a t-shirt. And in fact, Ted is wearing that shirt. Do you happen to know who designed it? That's beautiful.
Yes, we do. Our friend David Pohl. He's a wonderful illustrator here in the Pittsburgh.
And he also donated his services to be able to design the poster and the t-shirt and other promotional materials.
Now, the Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, 18 different organizations who work together to be a safety net for 20,000 or so immigrants. And the whole schedule is here. And I can't believe how this has come together. I can only read some excerpts from it. Buffalo Rose, Small Hours, and Turkey Foot, the original Pittsburgh winery on Penn Avenue, 2809 Penn Avenue. That's Thursday, August 7th. And that same night across town on the south side, Jagtime Millionaire, Slag Mountain, and the Pennsylvania Players are going to be at Acoustic Music Works, their new location on the south side. And are these all?
Yes, there's five events on this opening night.
Thursday, you're going to have some real choices to make because another option is Devilish Mary at Ruckus Cafe. over in the Shaler-Millville area on one of the many Babcock Boulevards Pittsburgh has to offer, 1707 Babcock. And then VZHM Acoustic Music and Captain Tuttle will be in Gibsonia all Thursday night. Wow. And, oh, there's one more. There's John Grush's Grease Grease with Matt Ferrante at the Golden Age Beer Company in Homestead. My God.
And the Polka Maniacs.
So this is, what a great idea. You're blanketing the whole area. No excuses about rivers and bridges.
That's right.
Then on Friday the 8th, and you may have this in your head already, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So what's happening on Friday the 8th?
Friday the 8th, there's a big event at Spirit PGH in Lawrenceville that will feature Clinton Clegg, Cisco Kid, Townspeople, the Buckledowns, and Needs Hotel Band. And that'll be an exciting event. And then also that same night, there is a really fun event at Ruckus Cafe. The Doo-Wop Doctors will be offering a sock hop at Ruckus Cafe on Friday night. So that's another not miss event.
That's right.
And then I see Sunburst School of Music has
Sunburst School of Music
that night. And then Saturday, the 9th, there's still 2 days to go. What's Saturday?
You want to go?
Well, Saturday is again going to be Sunburst School of Music. And that night will be a singer-songwriter night featuring a variety of artists. The previous night at Sunburst is going to be featuring teachers and students of the Sunburst School of Music. So back to Saturday. In the afternoon, there's an afternoon show. So again, many options. Afternoon will be at the original Pittsburgh Winery, and that will be Whiskey River with a couple of special guests, John Binley, as well as Pappy Weingard from The Cause. And then at night, there will be... Go ahead,
at Susan. Night, at Moondogs, will be wonderful singer-songwriters, including Brian Junker, who will be playing on Saturday night at Moondogs.
Then Sunday the 10th, it all wraps up storytelling and multicultural music and dance at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. Some of the performers are from Afghanistan, Ukraine, Mexico, Brazil, Bhutan. They will talk about their stories of the immigrant experience in Pittsburgh. You'll also hear speakers from the Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, and Mary Ed Ganey will be on hand too. That's one of the culminating events. And then at 7 o'clock that night, Club Cafe will have a closing show with Heading North, Turtle Park, and the book club. This is amazing. Who put this all together?
You're looking at them.
Yeah. No wonder, you know. See, I'm looking at a bunch of notes. These guys have it all in their head. We're going to get one more song from Brian to close our segment, but... Susan Spangler, Ted Cimarata, is there anything else you'd like to mention about this effort and about what it is you're working to do?
Yes. There's an urgent need right now. The agencies that are working to help support immigrants are facing additional funding cuts right now. They're working tirelessly and dedicatedly, but they really, really, really need support right now to make sure that our most newly arrived neighbors in Pittsburgh are safe and feeling that they have what they need in order to thrive.
I'd like to add something, too. You spoke earlier about just in general, Larry, about the immigrant journey and what courage it takes for people to make that choice and to endure what comes with it. We've had the blessing to get to know and have close contact with a number of immigrants and refugees over the past several years. And I want to offer for everyone who's listening the value and importance of understanding that this is not about a political issue. or a broad social issue. These are human lives, individual lives. And if each one of you, even if just through our voices today, can have a sense of the humanity and the beauty of these folks who have made this journey, who are working here to be a valuable part of the Pittsburgh community, you won't be able to not want to support the cause. And we hope that you'll do it through this festival. You can do it by buying tickets. Please do that. Come and fill the rooms, because it's going to be the spirit of Pittsburgh coming together that will make a difference. But also please donate and know that every time, if you, to make a donation, to buy a ticket, to buy a t-shirt, and to show up and smile at folks, so many people today ask, what can we do? I wish I could do something. We just want to say, it's easy to do good. It's easy to do good. Just do what you can.
And bring your friends and family.
Yes, and strangers.
Thank you. That's Ted and Susan. Brian, I just have to say, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. It was either that or fitted in like between the verse and second or chorus of what you're about to play. What would you like to close up with?
So I'm going to do a song. Pardon me. I'm going to do a song called The Lonely Planets.
Here again, Brian Junker. Thanks to all of you for being here today. Yeah.